Bible leg around so the Narcotics Anonymous handbook will have to do. But no, instead I leave. I go by the old bar. And I find cigarettes. I start looking at people. I look into their eyes. I want to pierce their soul and ask them, do you smoke? Will you take 40 cents or the dollar from the $1.40 I have in my wallet? I would go to the gas station to get those two for 99 cents. Lunch goes like $1.76, and it kind of weird, you know, because you go down to the ghetto at least 2 for 99 cents, give them a dollar, you get 2 blunts, they get me through the day. But you know, we gotta do it real out here in the suburbs. You know, this shit ain't paying for itself. Speaking of paying for itself, oh shit, C-Fax is
government that lot.
Oh, you got it from your dick.
He's business with us, but
shut up, Annie. My turn, bitch. Come on.
Sort it out, good problem.
Yeah, sort it out, motherfucker. Get off this track. It's my turn, motherfucker. My turn. What are you, a little pump or something? You roll as rice, motherfucker. Anyways, the funeral home had a lot of really, really, really good cigarette butts. I was surprised. Parliament lights. You know, evidently people are in a hurry when they're dealing with dead people. I mean, you know, come on. And, you know, funerals got processions and shit. But anyways, I'm back in the streets, stalked. I'm looking at every car. I'm asking myself, do you smoke? What do you have for me? This world owes me. It owes me discarded cigarettes. So next time you have a cigarette, what I want you to do is stop smoking it halfway through. Put it somewhere it won't get wet. And just imagine the scourge of society rising up to find it when it desperately needs a cigarette. It'd be too easy to give him cigarettes. He wouldn't have made this song if he had cigarettes.